somebody accidentally let the cat out of the bag about the concert we just made the announcement. And you said there's more possibly coming up in the future?
Oh, I mean, we have plans for all summer.
They just don't tell me.
No, you don't get to know anything.
Huh.
It's awesome. I love that it's that time of year where we're already like, what are we going to do this summer? And what's happening? It's going to be so fun. And
yeah.
The weather's starting to get warm. And I love it. I'm very warm natured. So I know a lot of you are still outside right now going, it's so cold. It's only 41. It's rainy. I love it.
And you love to dance.
Yes, I do.
So, of course, we'll have all the information on our web pages, by the way.
Yeah, we just announced Steve Aoki. Very excited about that one. All right, so it is 7:42. Going to have rain today, continuing, high of 59. It's 41 now. And Vice President Mike Pence is scheduled to visit flooded areas of Nebraska today. Historic flooding in the Midwest has now killed at least 4 people and caused millions of dollars of damage. The governor of Nebraska says it's the most widespread disaster in their state's history.
Have you seen some of the videos?
Mm-hmm, I've seen a lot of the news coverage, yeah. The Missouri River is forecast to crest at more than 47 feet today. That's more than a foot higher than ever before. KNBC says volunteers prepared more than 100,000 sandbags in St. Joe yesterday. City officials in Leavenworth say they have placed 1,000 sandbags at the community center and another 1,000 sandbags at the wastewater treatment plant. The city of Leavenworth closed the 2nd Street Bridge and the Sherman Army Airfield at Fort Leavenworth was also closed due to flooding. In Atchison, volunteers spent the last 3 days filling more than 6,000 sandbags in an effort to prevent flood damage.
They're
and I know that they're collecting bottles of water all over the city.
They're worried in Parkville also, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was they were talking more about that over the weekend. Google is expected to announce its streaming video game service today. The aim is to allow people to stream games wherever they may be, whether it's on a phone, a smart TV, or a computer. There's also a rumor about a console that's been codenamed Yeti. But so far, Google's keeping things quiet until today's announcement at the Game Developer Conference in San Francisco. So far, there's no word on how much the service will cost.
Video games on the go. Husbands and sons all over the world are going to be even more occupied.
In women's college basketball, Missouri drew a 7th seed in the NCAA tournament and will meet Drake on Friday in Iowa City. K-State is seeded 9th and will play Michigan on Friday in Louisville. 11th seeded Missouri State will face DePaul on Saturday in Ames, Iowa. But the big story yesterday was
ESPNU.
They let the cat out of the bag, what, several hours before the actual big thing?
Oopsie. The big production's going on. They had it out.
They said they're investigating to figure out exactly how that happened. And guys, it's National Let's Laugh Day. 96% of people say they enjoy making others laugh. 95% of us think laughing helps relieve stress.
I agree.
79% of us like our laugh, but if we could choose a different one, 45% would want an infectious laugh. 33% would want a sweet laugh. 14% said a goofy laugh. 5% would want a belly laugh. And 3% would want an annoying laugh.
Ugh, I would love to change my laugh. I didn't know it was annoying until I heard it.
I don't think your laugh is annoying.
It's
I think you
worst.
Have a sweet laugh.
Like, okay, shut up, Tara.
No, I think
That's
you have what
I,
wouldn't you put hers in a category of a sweet laugh, probably?
Oh, yeah,
sometimes
sure.
I have, I think sometimes my laugh can be infectious and then there's other times where it's annoying. And I think that's more of a nervous laugh where I go, and I don't like to listen
to it.
Do
you know what laugh I hate is when I'm legitimately tickled? Like Rocket and I, we were at the tournament together last week and he made me laugh so hard. And it's this like, you get embarrassed of the noise coming out. It's like,
oh, like, I love that. I love
hilarious.
It when it actually goes silent.
Yeah.
That's the best. And then when you snort a little bit, because then you know you're really, truly laughing.
Yep.
And when a little pee comes out, then you know you've really had a good laugh. 77% of people think they're funny. 39% like to be self-deprecating and make fun of themselves in order to make other people laugh. I feel like that's kind of in our job description,
yep.
Right? Laugh at ourselves.
Hello.
And 60% of Americans in relationships think they're the funny one. So who do you think in your... I think I'm more funny at just saying funny things or doing things on the spur, like, you know, just dropping like a joke or something. But I think Billy is physically funny. He like does little dances and just does silly things that just make me laugh all the time.
John is the funniest one. He makes me so happy. And what I like about him is that he gets my sense of humor and doesn't think I'm weird because he's my kind of weird.
Is that why, like, when he proposed to you, you go, you idiot?
Yeah, and then he got it.